Arjuna asked, "My Lord, of those who love thee as the Lord of love, and those who seek thee as a nameless, formless reality, which way leads sure and swift, love or knowledge?" Lord Sri Krishna replied, "For those who set their hearts on me and worship me with faultless devotion and faith, the way of love leads sure and swift to me. Those who seek the transcendental reality, unmanifested, without name and form, beyond the reach of feeling and thought, with their senses subdued and mind serene, and striving for the good of all beings, they too will verily come to me. Yet hazardous and slow is the path to the unrevealed, difficult for physical man to tread. Yet they for whom I am the goal supreme, who do all work renouncing self to me, and meditate on me with single-hearted devotion, these shall I swiftly rescue from the cycle of birth and death to fullness of eternal life in me. Still thy mind in me, still thyself in me, and without doubt thou shalt be united with me, Lord of love dwelling in thy heart. If thou canst not still thy mind, then learn thou to do so with the practice of meditation. If thou lackest the will for such self-discipline, engage thyself in selfless service to all around thee, for selfless service shall lead thee at last to me. If unable to do even this, surrender thyself to me in love, receiving success and failure with equal calmness as granted by me. Better indeed is knowledge than mechanical practice. Better still is meditation. But better than meditation is surrender and love, for there follows immediate peace. That one I love, who is incapable of hatred, who returns love for hatred, living beyond the reach of I and mine, of pleasure and pain, contented, self-controlled, firm in faith, with all his heart and all his mind given to me, such a one is dear to me. Not agitating the world, nor agitated by it, he stands above the sway of elation, competition, and fear, accepting life good and bad as it comes. He is pure, efficient, detached, ready to meet every demand I place upon him as a humble instrument of my work. He is dear to me who runs not after the pleasant or away from the painful, grieves not over the past, lusts not today, but lets things come and go as they happen, who serves both friend and foe with equal love, not buoyed up by praise or cast down by blame, alike in heat and cold, pleasure and pain, free of selfish attachment and self-will, in harmony everywhere, firm in faith. Such a one is dear to me. Yet dearest to me are those who seek me in love and faith as life's eternal goal. They go beyond death to immortality. Thus ends the chapter entitled Bhakti Yoga in the dialogue between Krishna and Arjuna on Yoga Shastra, or the science of yoga, as part of the Brahma Vidya, or knowledge of God, in the Upanishad called the Bhagavad Gita.